Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. Today we start off where we had last left it off. In the last episode, we had discussed briefly about karma and the ways it serves as the gateway to both heaven and hell. Simply put, karma is simply a form of energy that can be utilized to both ends, good and bad. In the end, it falls down to the choices that we make in our life. It all falls down to the decisions that drive our journey. The fact that we have to realize is that in the end, no matter what choice we make, we are the ones who need to live with it. No matter what choice we make, finally, we need to make our peace with it. Karma is truly a wonderful thing. Strictly speaking, there is no such thing as a good or bad karma. Karma is just karma. It is simply energy that seeks dissipation in one form or another. What makes it either good or bad is the relativity that sets in owing to our seamless involvement in our own existence. Think about it. All the things that you see or do in your life are based upon your perception of life. You perceive a thing to be good because your mind has been necessarily cultivated and institutionalized in that way. The reality might indeed be far from what you choose to believe in. And indeed, what may be the reality for one might not be the same for the other. Take for a simple example the case of a soldier. The country that he fights for always thinks of his achievements as an honorable deed. And yet the country on which he wages war think of him as naught but a murderer. So what in the end is the reality between this seemingly confounding duality of perceptions? The reality is that indeed both are correct at their respective places. The soldier indeed is a cold-blooded murderer, but still what he has done was but to fulfill his duty towards his country. Thus in the end, he reaps the rewards of both the karmas. He gains accolades for his virtuous and honorable kills, and at the same time, he suffers in the agony of the sins that he commits. So finally, we come to the point at hand. Is there indeed any such thing known as sin? Is there any such thing as a good deed in this world? Or is the perception of good and bad simply an eyewash? Well, to be honest, there is indeed no such thing as good or bad karma. Once you realize that both bind you equally to the human existence, you tend not to differentiate between the two. Still, there exists a major factor that essentially makes the differentiation between good and bad karma. The fact that we need to pay for both of them. But truth is that good karma pays out in goodness, while our sins pay out in misery and unhappiness. So at the end of the day, as a fellow seeker, I ask of you, would you prefer to live your life in peace and satisfaction? Or would you prefer living it as if you were living through hell itself? The choice would be an easy one to make. Of course, everyone would like to be happy and contented in their lives. Everybody would want to enjoy the good things in life, reap the goodness of life. That can only be accomplished through good karma. In the end, as the seeker moves further ahead on the path that leads to salvation, he finds out ways in which he can unbind himself from the law of karma. As the seeker proceeds on the path to immortality, he discovers that the ties that bind him to his physical existence can indeed be severed through a simple and effective mechanism. How he achieves this severance and how he moves towards attaining the unattainable is a story for another day. For now, it would indeed suffice to say that even though karma may in the end be just unrequited energy, yet how you choose to dissipate it is entirely up to you. How you choose to utilize it is entirely your own choice. In the end, we are all saints that have a sinner hidden deep within us. Who we choose to bring forth is the choice that ultimately decides our destiny. That is the choice that ultimately decides the path of our journey that we span out in this wretched world. You take care. Bye-bye.